Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mole ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another quick tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Hope you're having an awesome week, whatever you're up to right now. Now, with these quick tip episodes, this is where I share a quick tip with you each week that's related to Facebook ads or online marketing or just general growing your business tips that you can go and immediately implement into your business. And today, I want to talk to you about how more leads isn't always the answer to adding revenue to your business. Here's what I mean by that. You know, we often talk about here on the show running Facebook ads, for example, to build our email list so that we can make offers to the people on your email list, which, yes, that's certainly the foundation of your business while you're attracting new target customers to your list and you're always growing your list. And I absolutely wholeheartedly, I still recommend that you do that. Okay. But we often forget that we have existing people on our list that we can be further nurturing, serving, and making offers to. You know, I just had a coffee meeting this morning with somebody who I have a ton of respect for in the business that they have built. And they made a comment about this, not even knowing that I was doing an episode about this. And they said, you know, the real revenue, the real big revenue opportunities are with your existing either customers or your people on your existing list. Okay. And so that's what we're talking about here today. We often forget that we have those existing people on our email list that we can be further nurturing, serving, and making offers to, that it doesn't cost any additional money to reach out to. Okay. And I want to share two examples in my own business in how we're doing this. My team and I are planning, we sat down, geez, at this point now, probably 2 months ago, we were planning out the second quarter of 2019. And in the second quarter, we have two big projects that we are that we're working on. First, I'm completely revamping my ROI Club membership program. We are going to make it solely for Facebook ad managers, and it's going to be the best monthly resource for ad managers to continuously grow their business and ensure that they're getting the best results for their clients as possible. I'll be sharing more details and the specifics of the new revamped ROI Club soon. But my point here is when we started looking at ways to be promoting the ROI Club when it's ready to roll out, we first decided to look at my existing email list, right? So our thought was, okay, how do we get more new leads into our world, right? To be able to promote the ROI Club to these new ad managers on our email list. And that's certainly a strategy that we're going to do. But we stopped and said, okay, who do we have, you know, who's on our email list right now? And so that's where we started. We started first looking at our existing email list and how many people on my email list are tagged as Facebook ad managers, because we do people on the list. We have them tagged according to what type of business that they have so that we can serve them uniquely with the type of information that is most helpful to them. Right. So we looked at how many people are on the list that are tagged as Facebook ad managers. And then also we looked at the current students of my FB ad manager program, because the ROI Club is exactly for all of these Facebook ad managers. And as it turned out, from a numbers perspective, we have over 300 FB ad manager students. And then we also have thousands of people on my email list who are tagged as Facebook ad managers. So we started thinking about, okay, we have all these people right here that the new ROI Club will be perfect for. What can we do with these existing people to let them know about the new ROI Club and offer them the opportunity to be a part of it, right? So we decided to start with the 300 plus FB ad manager students, because these are people who have already raised their hand to get started growing their Facebook ads business by being in my FB ad manager program. And once we decided to start there, I wanted to do something that would be unexpected and out of the ordinary. How could we stand out from what everyone else is doing right now in the online space, right? So what we've decided to do is send each of those 300 people who are in the United States. We're not doing international at this time, but we're going to send those people a physical package in the mail with some really cool stuff to let them know about the new ROI Club and get them excited about it and give them the opportunity to be the first to jump in. Where I'm really, this is something I've been wanting to do for a long time. And we thought about, this is the perfect opportunity to test something like this out. Notice none of this is requiring spending money on getting new leads for the ROI Club, right? Will we run ads for it? Sure. But we have the opportunity right now to help a lot of existing people on my list who the ROI Club is perfect for and generate significant reoccurring revenue for our business in the process. Now, is the sending out of physical packages to them going to cost some money? Well, yes, it is. But my point here is that we didn't have to spend any additional advertising money to get new people into our world, if you will, to introduce them to the ROI Club. We started with what we already have. And there's a ton of people that we can reach out to about this and let them know about the new program and make an offer to them and nurture them and serve them. Right now, you might have people on your list right now. Maybe you don't have 300 people. Maybe you have 20 people that whatever you have going on in your business from a product or course standpoint is perfect for those 20 people. Well, are you focusing on adding value to those people and letting them know about whatever you have in your business that is relevant to them? Okay. The second example in my own business is we're getting ready to relaunch my FB ad manager program, which is what I was just talking about, in May. And we're making some pretty significant improvements to it, including how we launch it. Of course, we are going to run Facebook ads to promote the launch. But as I just mentioned, I have several thousand people on my list who are tagged as Facebook ad managers, and they're not yet students of mine. So what we decided to do is start with those people first and create a special nurture email sequence just for those people leading up to the launch in May, which is going to allow me to continue building a relationship with them and add value to them that is specific to what they're doing in their business. They're a Facebook ads manager. They want to be growing their Facebook ads business. So we're going to create a special email nurture sequence just for them where we get to add value, continue to build a relationship with them, okay, that is going to help them grow their business, and thus they're going to be able to help more people through their business. And this is all leading up to the launch of my FB Ad Manager program in May. Then when my FB Ad Manager program is available, they'll be right there waiting for it. Again, notice this isn't requiring any additional ad spend or anything like that on my part, but this is going to result in allowing us to more closely impact more people's businesses and generate significant revenue in the process. And we just looked internal. We didn't go out yet to, you know, spend money on additional new leads. Again, are we going to do that? Yes, we are. But we're starting with what we already have. So I want to challenge you here with this quick tip episode. What could you be doing to utilize your existing email list or your existing customers to generate revenue and continue to serve them on a deeper level? We often try to complicate things and just make it so much harder than it needs to be. You know, I have conversations with people in my Accelerator Group Coaching program. Let's look at the low-hanging fruit first. What do we have in front of us that we can start with? Okay. And that's really what I want to encourage you to do here. What can you be doing right now to utilize your existing email list or your existing customers to generate revenue for your business while also continuing to serve them on a deeper level? And then also to add to that, what's something unique that you can do for them? And what kind of offers can you make to this existing audience that you already have that will generate revenue? Again, you might not have thousands of people like I'm talking about for my business here. Maybe you have 20. Start with those 20 people, right? If you don't know who's on your email list, meaning like you're not able to segment people, I would absolutely recommend trying to find out as much information as you possibly can about them. Start with surveying them, right? If you have a super small list, send an email out to them and offer to get on the phone with them. You know, this is one of the best things that you can do to find out as much as you possibly can about the people who are on your email list. Find out as much as you possibly can so that you can serve them in the best way possible, which is going to allow you, obviously, as a result, to grow your revenue in your business. So everything I'm talking about here, increasing your revenue without more leads, this is something that if you want to dive further into this topic of doing more with what you already have, you got to check out this book, Getting Everything You Can Out of All You've Got. It's kind of a corny name, but it's by Jay Abraham. It's an older book. I read this book several years ago, and it was one of those things where I wasn't ready for it. And I picked it back up, I don't know, a year or so ago, and I devoured it. It was awesome. And so the full title is Getting Everything You Can Out of All You've Got, 21 Ways That You Can Outthink, Outperform, and Outearn the Competition. And the Amazon description of the book says the program focuses on helping, it's not a program, it's a book, focuses on helping you spot the hidden assets, overlooked opportunities, and untapped resources around you, and gives you the fresh eyes with which to see and capitalize on those opportunities. You'll also learn how to adapt and apply these tools to your unique circumstances to maximize your income, influence, power, and success. Really, really good book, really fast read. Highly recommend that book. Talking all about more like what we're talking about here today. How do we take advantage of the opportunities that are in front of us that we already have without having to go out and add more leads by spending money on Facebook ads or whatever? Again, obviously, I'm a big proponent of that, but we often overlook the ease of what's right in front of us, the opportunity that's right in front of us. I want to encourage you to look at what you have in front of you right now and see how you can further serve your existing audience while also generating more revenue for your business. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. Remember, make sure to subscribe to the podcast here so that you don't miss any new episodes as I publish twice per week here. And many of the episodes have time-sensitive, helpful information in these episodes. So by subscribing, you'll ensure that you're not missing a beat with anything I'm sharing here on the show. And also, as I mentioned at the very beginning, none of what you learned today means anything if you don't take action on it. I want you to go implement it in your business and get testing right away so that you can start seeing results in your business right now. As always, my friends, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I appreciate you, and I'll see you right back here for the next episode on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.